Hello.
Hi, this is Michael from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential, so do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1996.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Or non-Hispanic.
And what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Very satisfied. One second, sorry.
Yes.
Hey, one second. I'm finishing the survey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, one second, sorry. Say it one more time, sorry.
Oh, yes. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat satisfied.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with...
Yeah.
10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
4. Yeah.
And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select two options, and the options are healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, criminal justice reform, police violence, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, abortion, teaching history in schools, racism and discrimination, immigration, climate change, jobs, and the economy. You can select two.
Education, foreign policy.
Okay. Would you say the teaching history in schools? That one?
You're good to go.
And the other one?
Repeat the list.
Yes. So the list is healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, criminal justice reform and police violence, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, abortion, teaching history in schools, racism and discrimination, immigration, climate change, jobs, and the economy.
Jobs.
Mm-hmm. And the other one?
History.
Thank you. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that person or organization, please indicate so. The first one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 10.
And 10 is the highest, most favorable?
Yes.
Where did it go? 0.
Next, Joe Biden.
6.
Next, Democrats in Congress in general.
Okay. Seven.
Next, J.D. Vance.
0.
Next, Congressional Black Caucus.
8.
Next, Project 2025.
0.
Next, Kamala Harris.
8.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Harris.
And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not so certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
The Dem.
For who?
All right. Say one more time, question.
Yes, and if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
The Dem.
And would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Some.
And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
No difference.
And thinking about, and thank you for your time, we're almost done, thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say that you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of the office?
Against. To keep them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we vote or why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first statement is, corporate greed is driving up cost, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans. From 0 to 10?
8.
Next, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. From 0 to 10?
7.
Next, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households. From 0 to 10?
Repeat the question, sorry.
Yes. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households.
Okay. All right, repeat it one more time. I'm sorry.
No problem. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households.
Go with 9.
Okay, next. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. So from 0 to 10?
8.
And when Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economic stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black businesses' ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. So from 0 to 10?
5.
And every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for Black Americans dropping to just 11%. So from 0 to 10...
Seven.
Thank you. And thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. The number one is, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. Two, we have made progress, but there's still work to be done this November. Three, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Four, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. And five, they want us to believe that our votes don't make difference, but our votes are making Black lives better. So you can select two options.
4 and 5.
Bye, thank you. And we have just a few more questions to ask you again. And again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you're neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning you're not at all likely to vote?
10.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote? And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat pro.
Somewhat progressive?
Yes.
And are you parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Damn.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not strong.
And how would you describe your current employment status? Like full-time, part-time?
Full-time,
thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
I discarded.
Yes, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? For Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Someone else.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
120.
Thank you very much. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Once a week.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. I do appreciate it a lot. Have a nice day.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Goodbye.